September 6th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, these are the times you have been warned about, when truth would be elusive due to opinions. I cannot choose the truth for you, but you will find it more easily through belief in these messages. If you have truth in your hearts, you will be able to ferret out good from evil. In public life today, both exist. I desire your unity in and through holy love, which brings you to the truth and is the embodiment of all my commandments. This is the structure mankind seeks, but he will never find through violence. Express your points of view in a civilized way. Violence only proves you are being led by evil. Heated debates may shed the light of truth on the stance some have on important issues. However, your choice is still what counts. It is within your own heart clarity must be in power. Pray you are not misled." A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.